And for the presentation round, let's start with Ihuoma Osunkwo, the motion supporter.
Selfishness has planted the seeds of evil, which has uprooted and sprouted in the lives of humans of our generation right now. How can you tell me that human beings are not inherently evil? Good day, honorable educators, member of the Positive Mercury, timekeeper, and my ever listening audience. My name is Ihuoma Osunkwo, an SST student of Canon James Press Anglican College, and I'm here to reveal truth to the motion which says human beings are inherently evil. Philosopher's opinion, Thomas Hobbes, says that human beings are nasty and brutish, saying that we are savagely self-centered. The St. Augustine doctrine says that we are born broken with sin and we can only be saved through divine intervention. Now, evil can also be shown through the First and Second World in 1914 and 1939, respectively, the Neopolitical War in the late 18th century in Europe, the Iraq-Iran War, the ongoing war between the Israelites and the Palestinians for the past 50 years, the civil wars in Syria, and the ongoing war between UK, Ukraine, and Russia, leading to the mass death of human beings all around the world. Also, the fact that colonization has come to Europe between Africa and Asia colonies. Now, Europeans came to suppress, oppress, depress, marginalize Africans, taking little for them. Also, it can also be seen during the transatlantic slave trade when they took Africans for nothing or little of their points. How can you take people for, how can you marginalize human beings for little things? Now, it can also be seen during the transatlantic period where chiefs, their own chiefs, took them and sold them for what? Mirrors, umbrella, slippers, unnecessary things. How can you equate a human being's life to little as an umbrella, slippers that we wear on our feet? Now, individuals such as Adolf Hitler, who blamed the Jews for the thing they had fought for when his childhood, came and killed thousands of them. Did you also know that Adolf Hitler was the one who caused the Second World War between Germany? Also, the Napoleon Bonaparte, who caused, because of the French territory, because he wanted to expand French territory, caused another war between Europe and Vladimir Putin, who is now, because he wants to expand the territory of Russia, caused them, and is now fighting Ukraine just because he wants to expand the territory of Russia. Now, bringing it to our own country, Nigeria, what do you say about the beauty woman that was killed and cut off her private parts? What do you say about a 16-year-old boy who took his neighbor's son and took her liver for what? 50,000 naira. What do you say about the Valentine's Day saga, that they were mass killings because boyfriends wanted to impress their girlfriends, because people wanted to get high rates? There's a case of a boy who took his girlfriend with two of another friend and cut off her head and put in a pot for ritual killings. How can you say the heart of man is not evil? So God says that everybody can have a evil motive when they suppress the good in them. Your instinct can tell you what to do. It only takes the fact that you can be able to suppress them and deny them and cut short your voice to which evil can uproot and come out. Racism has been at its height during 2020 when the Black Lives Matter came. They apartheid in South Africa, whites came as a form of narcissism to take a person's land. Africans could not board the same buses as whites. They could not sleep in the same apartments as whites. They could not eat in the same apartments as whites. Not only that, but also the chiefs sold people for little. They also came to take our resources in our country. How can you say that human beings are not inherently evil? Now, what did you do?
Thank you very much, Ihuoma. Your 3 minutes is up, but well done. What a way to begin. What a way to start that. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Printivo, Just Food, Obiwizi.com, and RLG Communications Limited. Andrela, your time starts now.
Once again, Angela Nadi is the name. Kuti Amebi Moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater here, and of course, distinguished and enthusiastic listeners. I'm a proud and vibrant student of Ikemo High School, and I'm here to vehemently oppose the notion that states humans are inherently evil. Everyone is born good. Everyone has the same soul size, but we are here to connect with that. It's vehemently incorrect to say humans are born evil, because if you're saying humans are born evil, you're saying they share the same characteristics with the devil. I say this because of the following reasons. It is never right to have a stored notion or tag a newly born human to be evil just because of what you hear and see most of the time is evil. Not because what you see and share most of the time is evil. More so, everyone. Just because all you see and hear most of the time is evil. Also, everyone might be, also at some point humans might take characteristics of being evil, but this may be due to the system and law of where they find themselves. The great philosopher, writer, and composer John Jacques Rousseau also agrees that man is born good by nature, but not good in a negative, but good in a negative way. That is not evil of his own accord or intention, but only good, John Jacques Rousseau also agrees that man is born good by nature, but only good in a negative way. That is, he's not good, he's not an evil. I'm just gonna start again. Once again, Angela Nandi is the name. Kuti, I'm maybe majority, a panel of judges, a great timekeeper, my co debater here. And of course, distinguished and intersex listeners. I'm a parent of vibration of Big Mom Bicycle, and I'm here to strongly oppose the motion that says humans are very mainly evil. It is wrong to say that humans are very mainly evil, because at some point humans may display characteristics of being evil. That doesn't make them evil. Because I know that my opinion here said that she's sold out umbrellas and mirror and others. Just to make it clear, humans may not at some point display characteristics of evil, but this may be due to the system or law of where they find themselves. John Jack Ross is not evil, and also state by
And your time is up. Thank you very much, Andrella Nadi, the head girl at Vic Mob High School, facing off Ihoma Osunkwo. Ihoma Osunkwo is Labour Prefect at Canon James Pierce Anglican College. All right. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well done to both of you on a wonderful debate. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll move to the rebuttal round, where our opponents, our debaters, will get another 3 minutes to make rebuttals off the points raised by their opponents. Today, the debate is, human beings are inherently evil.
Hey, 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 you know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA, or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
Thank you again to Paystack for making sure that we can bring you this debate, as well as Printivo, RLG Communications, Just Food, and obiwizi.com. It's time for the rebuttal round. We'll start with the motion opposer, and then we'll come back to the motion supporter. Our motion opposer today is Andrella Nadi. She's a head girl at Vic Mob High School. That's in Shasha. She's 14 years old, and she's opposing that human beings are inherently evil. Andrella, your 3 minutes starts now.
What a burden, all protocols duly observed. What a burden to think that humans are born into sin rather than into pleasure. That humans are born into evil rather than into joy. This is the saying of a wise man. To say that men are born into evil is saying that they share the same characteristics with the devil. This is what my opponent is saying here, and I strongly disagree. Sometimes humans may act violently or selfishly, but this doesn't mean that they are selfish. Human, take for instance, if you are born in the jungle, where the system is survival of the fittest and elimination of the weakest. For you to survive, you go any length, even if it's going to require you hurting your fellow species. What am I saying in essence? Humans may at some point display characteristics of being evil, but this just doesn't mean that this may be due to the system of law or where they find themselves. I know my opponent here may be wondering, I may want to ask this question, that if God did not truly make men to be evil, then why do we have evil men in society? I've got answers to that, but let's take a look at it this way. Electricity was invented to do good and also to ease man's work. So most cases when electricity is misused or not properly handled, one gets the tendency of being electrocuted. Does that mean that electricity was created to do good or cause harm in society? Think about it. This simply means that when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. So many humans have chosen to go the evil way because they have not found the good in them. I want to say this loud and clear, that humans are not inherently evil. Legosians, these are your hard facts. I hope with this strong point of mine, I hope I've been able to properly dilute your confusion, that indeed humans are not inherently evil but rather good. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrella Nadi. Well done. We have 2 minutes left. All right. Ihoma, your 3 minutes starts now.
You spoke about philosophers' opinion. Speaking of a philosopher, let's go to the greatest that has been in human history. Talking of Mahatma Gandhi, he was the one peaceful activist fighting for the philosophy of Satyagraha, which was non-violence. He was fighting for the fact that Hindus and Muslims were going head to head together because of their belief of whatever they believed in, of their supreme being. Now let me tell you something. Who killed Mahatma Gandhi? Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated by the same person. The same person that he was fighting for, which was a Hindu man. Not an European, not an African, not an Iraq man, not an Israelite, not a Palestine. A Hindu man. Who? At which Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated by. The same person was fighting for you. Tell me that human beings are not inherently so evil. Now let me bring selfishness. Now if 3 of us that are simply put here now have each bottle of water, and I've taken my own, knowing that there's only one bottle of water we have to take, and I know that I've taken mine, but you're managing yours carefully and very, very well. If I really, really know that I need that water, I would have been content. But because of the selfishness and the evil that are weakened, that is operating in me, I would make sure to eliminate you. The only way I can get the water is to eliminate you, either by removing you, stealing the bottle, pouring away the water, or taking it forcefully. That is wickedness. That is evil. That is a seed being planted. It does not mean that it has to be the loudest, but each human being, even to the speck of dust, evil is evil, sin is sin. Those things are still the same thing. Now coming back to the negative topic of the day. People listen to me today. I want you to just turn on your TV, turn on anything you see. You will see that the topic of the days, morning, afternoon, night, midnight, is evil deeds done by people, even though that the good is still there. I'm not putting out that in negativity. I'm not putting out that goodness is eliminated from the world. I'm saying that negativity is too much. It's the craziness is getting to the height of human history. How can a 16-year-old, but I'm 16-year-old and I can never do such. But because I can't do so, that don't mean that anybody else can't. Evil is there. Good is there. Evil and good is relative. What might be good to me might be bad to you. The thing that Russia, their national interest is good for them, but what they are doing to Ukraine is bad for them. The fight is still ongoing between good and evil. I hope these magnanimous and wonderful points of mine have been able to reveal and open your eyes to the fact that human beings are inherently evil.
Thank you very much. You almost think we're there. You almost think we're supporting that human beings are inherently evil. She's in SS3. She's the Labour prefect at Canon James Pierce Anglican College. She's 16 years old, and she just faced Andrella Nadi. Andrella Nadi is 14. She's in SS3 as well. She's at Vic Mob High School. She's the head girl there, and Vic Mob is in Shasha. All right, our judges are collating the results. While they do that, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll find out who has moved on to the semifinals or if there will be a tie. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hey, hey, hey. You know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, oh, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:25 right now, and the results are in. The results are in, and the judges are telling me that they are ready for all the smoke. Okay. All right, then. I will hand the judges over to Lagos. Lagos, you let me know what you think about these results. So, in the presentation round, the judges scored Ihoma 21 and scored Andrella 18. For style, they awarded Ihoma 15 points and Andrella 15 points. During the rebuttal round, the judges awarded Ihoma 6 points and Andrella 12. Style, the judges awarded Ihoma 18 points, Andrella 18 points. With a total 63 points to 60, Andrella Nadi wins this round. Congratulations, Andrella. Well done. Congratulations, Ihoma. Well done. Andrella becomes the person moving on to the semifinals next week. She'll be debating on Tuesday. All right, ladies, this was fantastic. Thank you so much to both of you for a wonderful debate. Ihoma, I do hope that we can see you again, but you are in SS3 and you're 16. So this is probably the end of the road for you. But I will like to see you again. You have something. You were on fire there. Well done. Good job. Well done. Great work. Great work. Well done. Well done. Let's give them another round of applause. Andrella, you just qualified for the semifinals. We will come back to you with who you're facing and what topic you'll be debating. You can leave the studio. We've got ice cream waiting for you to cool off too. All right. Thank you very much for your time today.